So we've been learning up to Tanya. Hopefully we'll finish up the Perek tonight. So this last part, part four, is now dealing with the how to relate to people who do Averos on purpose. Bemazed. So writes the Tanya, V'gam ha-mekorovim elov, and even in the case of people who are individuals who are close to you, which means, as we're saying now, are really on the same level of you in Torah mitzvos, in their observance, V'chochicham v'lo shavma nosehem, you gave them mussar, you pointed out to them what they're doing wrong in a respectful way, that there would be that, they don't stop. So in this case, shemitzvah l'snosam, like we learned above, this is now a mitzvah to show contempt, a hatred for them. Mitzvah la'avam gamkein. But it doesn't mean you should just show contempt to them. There's also a mitzvah to love them as well. Now I'll read to you, it's on the Tanya, but the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav Gimel, the Rambam says, Mitzvah kol adam lehov es kol echav echav miyisrael kegufo. We have a mitzvah to love every single Jew like we love ourselves. Shenet Mar, possibly we've been discussing this week's Parsha, V'yahaf l'recha kamocha. You have to love your fellow Jew like you love yourself. Lefikach, therefore, tzarech l'sapeh b'shivcho, you have to speak in a pleasant way, discuss the praises of somebody because you love them. V'lachasal memono, and to be careful about their property, their money. Kashehu chasal mamonatzmo, because just like you would care for yourself. So kigufa means I wouldn't want my own property to get ruined. I have to make sure other people's property doesn't get ruined. Rots b'chavod atzmo, and I want people to be mechabed me, to give me kavod, so if I have to give kavod to others. Hameschabe b'kalon chavero, and a person does, is mechabed himself based on someone else, at the expense of someone else by embarrassing them. Ein lo chelik la'olam habo. Very strong words, he has no chelik. So on this Rambam, there's a machlokus. Does this mitzvah that the Rambam just said, to love every single Jew like yourself, does it apply also to people who do averos? To Rishoyim? So the Hagos Mamonios, quotes here in the bottom, that's why they make the print so small, V'davka shehu reacha b'torah mitzvos. This is talking about someone who is your reacha, your equal, you're on par with you in Torah mitzvos. Ava adam rasha, but a rasha she'ein mekabel hochacha, mitzvah l'snoso. For Russia, says the Hagos Mamonios, there is actually that the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael does not apply to a Russia. Okay, that's one side of the coin. The Yad Ramah in the Sanhedrin. Yad Ramah is a very important one. Important Rishonim on Sanhedrin. It's on Daf Nun Beis. He brings that there is a mitzvah even to love those who are Rishoyim, and that's the path that the Tanya follows over here. So according to this, the mitzvah d'oraisa of Yahat L'Reicha Kamocha applies to everyone, even though there's a din d'rabbanan to show contempt to them. So there's two mitzvos. One, you have to act out of love, and one, you have to act out of the sinner for them. And the Tanya holds that even the Rishoyim would also be included in this. Okay, but the question is, Nolan, how can you have two contradictory engagements with the same person? Ushtehen hein emes. Continues now, the Tanya says, both of these are valid. Sin mitzad harasha behem. The hatred and the contempt is because there's evil in them. He says the hidden good that's in them. Every single yid has tov hagonuz, right? There's a good spark in them. That's a spark of godliness inside of them. That it energizes their divine source. So now, up now we're talking about two emotions. Ahava, loving a Jew, and sinna. But now the Tanya comes and induces a third component of Rachmanus. Rachmanus, which translates having compassion upon them. So that now is going to explain how we can kind of reconcile these two conflicting emotions of love and hate. V'gam lo'orer rachmim b'libo aleha. You also have to arouse rachmim in your heart for that person's nefesh elokis, the godly soul. Kihi b'bechinas golus b'toch hara b'misitra achra. Because that divine soul, that spark of Hashem that's inside of your friend, is in Gullus, inside of him. The Sitra Achra, the force of evil, HaGoyver Aleh B'Rishoyim, it overpowers them. So what do? V'harachmanos mevatelis hasina. By when you're having rachmanos on this person, that's going to be mevatel, it's going to nullify, it's going to neutralize that sinna that you had for them. Umo'oreres ha'ahava, and it's going to be ma'orer and to awaken love. Kinoda b'mashikos of Yaakov, li'Yaakov sherpoda es Abraham. It's the pasuk in Yeshayahu. So what that means, Yaakov, every one of the avos has a midah. Abraham is ava and chesed, and Yitzchak is gevura and yira. Yitzchak. Yaakov is rachmanus, is tiferes. So Yaakov is compassion, and Avram is the ahava. So when there's this situation where contempt comes up, that love of Avraham becomes restored, and it's poda, it was redeemed. There's a pidyon that takes place through compassion. When you feel sorry for someone who harmed you, it takes away the hatred you have for them, and the compassion comes out. That in most cases, that contempt is going to be neutralized through with love. That's what's going to triumph. So, you know, it's something to be thinking about. You know, a very practical lesson. If you find something that's very contemptible in another person, you still have a mitzvah to love them. And to find the good in them. We detest the bad, right? There's a saying, I don't know what the source is. We hate the sin, not the sinner. We hate the ra. That's like a Goren Brachos with Brurio and her husband Rivera. Okay, for another time we can discuss that more. But this meat of Rachmanis has the power to neutralize this sin and turn it into an ahava. So let's just finish off now. Velo omer David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Tachlis Sinas Nesin. David said, with total hatred, I hate these people. Pasukdom Ella Al Haminim Vapikorsim. That was referring to an extreme case of highly educated people or heretics. They didn't believe in Hashem and they really posed a threat to Yiddishkeit, to Judaism. She'ein lem chelik be'elokei Yisrael. They don't have any manifest connection to Yiddishkeit. They have no portion in Hashem. Kedeisa begemara reish perek tazayin de Shabbos. The Gorn Shabbos of Kuf Sadi Zayin. No, Kuf Tazayin, I'm sorry, over there. So what comes out from this whole parak that we've learned? We spent four times together learning about this parak. The Tanya is saying that you have to love every single Jew. And you know, when you're practicing this quote unquote righteous indignation for another person, even though you may appear to be taking the moral high ground, how do you know you're not acting out of impure motives? Right? Maybe you erred in judgment of this person's apikorsis. Maybe just a benign short-sightedness. We don't really know what's going on. However, the takeaway message is as follows. If we act with contempt towards another person and you're wrong, well, you just hurt somebody unjustifiably. But if we behave with an av or towards everybody, then you're definitely doing a mitzvah.